Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
We all know how much a hassle travel can be these days, from delayed flights and packed airports to the moment you switch off airplane mode and wonder just how much your phone bill is about to cost you. But that last part might just be changing, and my next guest will explain an eSIM boom might spell the end of roaming fees. Delighted to be joined by Ciara O'Brien. She's an Irish Times business and technology journalist. Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Good. Now, the eSIM, maybe tell us about it, because I've used one myself recently, having had a few shocks when I came back from an overseas stay to sort of find out that I had a 200 euro or 250 euro bill that I wasn't expecting from my service provider. What's going on here?
I think you might have got it off a bit easy there, because I've heard of worse. I've heard of upwards of 1,500 euro. And I think in a way we're a bit spoiled at the moment, because we have the roam like home kind of agreement across the EU. So, you know, it used to be even if you went on holiday to Spain, you would end up with a massive bill. And now, you know, you get to use at least some of your data allowance when you are in EU countries, and you don't get charged extra. But, you know, they are limited. And also when you go outside of the EU, that's where things really start to stack up. So if you're a frequent traveler, say, to the US, you can get a massive bill when you come home just from doing what you would normally do, because we use our phones for so many different things. We use them for maps, we use them for messaging. You're checking your emails, maybe you might check in on social media. All of that adds up. And then you get home and you might have like a 1,500 euro bill that you weren't expecting. So the kind of one of the solutions to this is to use a local SIM. And that has got a lot easier, because now you don't have to actually have a physical SIM. You have what you refer to there as an eSIM. So what an eSIM is instead of that little plastic card that you put into your phone, you can have, it's like a piece of software on your phone. It's a digital SIM card, and you get them on your phone either by scanning a code or by putting in a string of numbers. You sign up for the plan, you'll get an email with the code attached or with this string of numbers. And you put that in, and then you can have basically two SIM plans living on your phone. So you can have your regular one that you use for calls and texts at home. You don't have to take that out. And alongside it, then you can have this other one, which can be used for, say, for just for data. So as soon as I'm on the move, if I'm going to the States or anywhere where my roaming plan doesn't cover, the first thing I do is sign up for an eSIM. And it can be done online. They're instantly on your phone. As soon as you land, they start working. There's no messing about with SIM cards. There's no need to swap things around, and there's the less chance that you will actually lose your SIM.
Now, listen, lots of texts coming in, and we were talking about the eSIM boom. Bobby, my advice is, once you leave Europe, only turn on your phone in a Wi-Fi area, otherwise you'll be robbed, says Karen. But one of the good things here, Ciara, is that this will force, and I think you're seeing evidence of this, the telephone companies, the phone companies are now bringing in products because they want to keep some of this income.
Exactly. And because, as I say, it's not just that roaming charge that you're paying is not just going to your network. So they have to pay a wholesale fee to the carrier networks abroad, and then they pass that on to you. And that's where you start to see the bills really rack up. So what the networks have started to do, the likes of Vodafone and Air, have started to offer their own eSIMs. So you can, before you go away, sign up for a roaming eSIM for whatever country you're going to. They're usually country specific as well. So if you're going to America or you're going to Albania, you know, you will sign up for a local SIM, and then you will pay that fee to your carrier, and then you'll get X amount of data or unlimited data, depending on what you've signed up from what you've paid. And obviously, the longer you're going, the more expensive it is, but the costs pale in significance to the actual cost if you decide to just go and use roaming data on whatever network you can while you're there without signing up for a local eSIM or one of these eSIMs from your carriers. And it also gives you a certain amount of predictability as well, because you know, if you sign up for these eSIMs, you know what you're paying. You know that you'll be able to get data when you need it, because that's the other thing. Well, it's great to rely on Wi-Fi. I've had to do it a few times myself. There's a lot more kind of free Wi-Fi hotspots available, but it does depend on where you're going and the availability of them. And if you are using your phone, as we do, for payments, for any sort of navigation, so if you're using it for maps, you kind of want to be connected so you can see things coming in and out of your account, or those, so you can actually find your way around without having to remember to download huge swaths of data maps before you leave a Wi-Fi zone. So, you know, we're so used to being online all the time and having that connection all the time, then kind of making the shift to only when you can find a free Wi-Fi hotspot. And they do come with their own problems as well, because you don't want to be doing anything too sensitive on a free Wi-Fi hotspot that's not secured, that anybody could be kind of you know, intercepting data on. So it is actually much more secure to do it on your own phone.
Okay, well, that's good advice, Ciara. Ciara O'Brien there giving us good advice on the eSIM. So if you're travelling abroad, be sure and get one, because there's value to be had there. Thanks very much, Ciara. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.